WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County grand jury is taking no criminal action against a Bryan policeman who shot a man on February 12th. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons issued a statement Tuesday that the grand jury concluded its review of evidence from his office along with Bryan Police and the Texas Rangers. Bryan Police has scheduled a news conference for this afternoon in response to the grand jury's decision involving Officer Stephen Laughlin's shooting of Calvin Baker. Parsons says body camera footage captured Baker pulling a black object from his back pocket and attempting to point it at the officer. The officer then fired multiple shots at Baker. The DA's office says no criminal charges are pending against Baker, who has been released from the hospital. And Officer Laughlin has returned to full duty. You can read Parsons' news release online at WTAW.com. There are mixed reviews to changes in the order the Bryan City Council conducts its business.
The council's meeting on Valentine's Day marked the start of moving public comments to 5:30, where after finishing executive session matters behind closed doors. Something that did not change was requiring public speakers to give their home address. When former Councilman Rafael Pena refused to say anything more than he lived in Bryan, Mayor Andrew Nelson stepped in.
That's my understanding that I don't have to say my address. I wrote my address down on the deal. I just don't want to say my address. I want to say the city.
It's a basic requirement. We don't ask much. Can you put your address? Can you state your official address, please? Okay. You'd rather me do that? Okay. 510 West 15th Street. I'm not sure what the complication is there, but
last Tuesday, comments from public speakers included supporters and opponents to moving the time to 5:30 instead of 6. In addition to the time change, public comments at Bryan City Council meetings are no longer available as they happen, either on the city's website or on local cable. City records public comments, removes what the city considers are obscenities and appropriate materials and confidential information, then places it on the city website within 1 week of the meeting date. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Last October began a series of 9 public meetings in and around the Twin Cities to gather feedback about highway needs through the year 2050. The BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization has revealed its latest concept map, which is online at WTAW.com. Executive Director Dan Rudge says he was excited about the quality as well as the quantity of 1,300 responses.
We had talked about and considered in a lot of cases, but had gone in a different direction, and having the public come back and tell us, well, maybe you shouldn't have gone away from that direction, was helpful to us.
Major changes included moving an extension of FM 2818 from going through Emerald Forest to rerouting via Rock Prairie and a portion of Bird Pond Road. The MPO also changed Arrington Road from a 4-lane to a 3-lane. A College Station city councilman took staff to task at its last meeting for taking an additional 2 years and spending an additional $1 million to replace computer software. Then James Benham joined the rest of the council in approving another $300,000 to an outside firm managing the project. City manager Kelly Templin was not there when the original decision was made, dating back to when the city was dealing with the layoff of 59 employees.
Knowing what I know now, I do not think this project, something of this scale, should have been attempted, because folks are still working 60 hours a week on it.
The City of College Station's new software for payroll is projected to be finished in July and for utility billing this November. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Diana Wagner. At Ingram Wallace and Company, we take a proactive approach to tax services and provide our clients the taxation expertise they deserve throughout the year. Let us do the same for you.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace and Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure takes control of our weather today, but it's not going to last for very long. Clouds will give way to partial sunshine. Temperatures will be up near 70 this afternoon. We'll see the cloudiness returning tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, scattered showers in the forecast. Highs will be up around 75. We're mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds for Friday with scattered showers. Highs 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team earned a victory on Olsen yesterday. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on that. Meanwhile, a couple of Aggie basketball players garnered awards ahead of their trip to the SEC tournament. And in the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki earned 30,000 points in his career in the Mavs win over the Lakers last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why taxis are yellow, we'll talk about that today. The healthiest and unhealthiest city to live in, and new research says that most of us have given up on losing weight.
You guys,
once again, Americans looking for any excuse to lower the bar when it comes to personal responsibility.
Don't be a quitter.
Yeah, so we got that happening.
All right,
so there. Mom has asked Reddit users if she and her husband are crazy to consider changing their son's name as a gift for his 7th birthday. All right. Now, before we yell snowflake, the couple adopted their son 3 years ago, and he has what she calls a rather unusual name. And apparently, I thought it was yesterday, but today is unusual name day, by the way, because we talked about this is like a
right.
whole week of name things.
Well, I think you said unique. Maybe they have unique and unusual.
Well, it could be. Yeah, that's right.
Who knows?
Now, she doesn't want to share what the child's name is, which is probably a good thing. Ugh. She did, however, say that it's the name of a piece of furniture.
Okay. We'll go with chair.
Credenza.
Odd, no matter what.
Yeah.
And so when the couple adopted their son, they decided to keep his name because they didn't know that it would be the right thing to do to change it necessarily. Mm-hmm. But since then, the son has been teased about his name.
I was going to say, they didn't foresee the bullying coming with this.
Oh. And has decided that he doesn't want to keep it.
What's up, chair? Can I sit on you?
Yeah, exactly. It can't be good. Hey, table, can I dance on you? What?
Okay, if a 7-year-old is asking about dancing on the table,
that's
Scott.
True. Come from a different background. Yeah. Anyway, so he's currently using his middle name, Harrison. Mom explained on Reddit, it's his 7th birthday. It's coming up. And he asked if he could change his name to Harrison for his birthday present.
Oh, so, I think that is totally okay.
You know, it really is. And a common sense, non-emotional way to take care
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, yep, it's what he wants.
Yep.
It's already what he's being called.
Sure.
Yeah. Info.
Mason.
Where are his birth parents? Because it'd be interesting to have a conversation with them.
Yeah, I think with a middle name like Harrison, though, his first name had to have been something like Davenport.
Yeah, oh, well, there you go. Well, of course, Davenport Harrison. That sounds rather haughty. That's true.
I don't know. I feel like if he's being teased, it legit is like a piece of furniture that a 7-year-old would recognize.
Yeah, there was no Davenport.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to push the limits of productivity. Right now, get a John Deere 320E skid steer at 0% for 48 months, plus a powertrain and hydraulic warranty. With 6,000 pounds of groundbreaking power, you'll be able to power through any job. Learn more about our John Deere commercial worksite equipment at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
All right, here we go. It's the 6/14. It's the 8th day of March. It's Wednesday of of a week that everybody is really wanting to get over with, because next week a whole lot of people aren't working, so that's why they're thinking about this. It's day 67, we got 298 to go. Yeah, see, I mean, we kind of do, because we're the grown-up station, but there are a lot there are a lot of people who won't be in town next week who are in town this week, and they've already probably started. Wednesday was always my favorite day in college, because that's when my weekend started.
Wednesday?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Why not?
Yeah, who goes to class on Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, what a hassle that is. Well, the Thursday classes were longer. I mean, it's a whole lot easier to blow them off.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay. It's peanut cluster day, if you want to do that.
Ooh, covered in some chocolate.
Yeah, wait a minute. See, it's also registered dietitian's day.
Oh, well,
so there'd be some finger shaking maybe, but I know what you mean. It's International Women's Day. We'll talk about that a little later. Chelsea, did you know it was International Women's
Day? I did not.
Okay. Well, that speaks volumes right there.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's organized. Well, because.
Well, I think it's always, you know.
Sure.
International Women's Day.
Well.
No, I know what you mean. But no, I had no idea.
We'll talk about
it. Sure, there'll be a few marches or something.
Well,
huh?
It's Day Without a Woman. And
come on.
Organizers are asking women to take the day off from both paid and unpaid
work. Why didn't anyone tell me?
Yeah.
I'm going home.
See you tomorrow, Chelsea.
Bye, guys. Good luck with the news.
But yeah, but wait. It also, you must avoid shopping for this day.
What?
Dang it. I already bought something online.
Oh, dang.
Pass. Yeah.
Are you wearing red by chance today?
No.
Okay, well, see, that's the show. Well, again,
so
if
you're
they
at
don't,
work, you bought something, and you're not wearing
no
red?
No one told
the
me.
The trifecta. And that's the whole deal. If they're not going to get the word out,
right.
Then they,
what do
you
they
can't
expect?
Wait till the day of.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow,
I guess we're getting the word out now for everyone who's still at home.
There you are. That's it. So if
stay there. If wear red.
That's right.
Don't shop.
And don't shop. I don't know. Those are three different.
That's really
things.
Making a statement to me, yeah. Let me tell you.
It's a proofreading day. That's for people who actually write things anymore. Organize your home office day. Yeah, that should probably happen a lot. Okay, and then today is Unique Names Day.
All right.
Every year, lists come out to herald the most popular baby names. Celebrities, of course, are giving their children unique names.
I can't wait to know about Beyonce's twins'
yeah,
names.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you think about it. Boy, the choice
Blue
that
Ivy.
She's got there.
Yeah, she's already got Blue.
All right.
So what? I don't know where we go from there.
Unique names came on this Unique Names Day came on the scene in 1997. So, see, we're just barely 20 years into this now. Since then, it has been a yearly occurrence, apparently. There are some things that people with unique names go through that, well, we were just talking about the child named furniture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Credenza. So anyhow, how you should celebrate Unique Name Day, gather up your friends with unique names and have a fun-filled day. Just let them know how much they mean to you.
See, if Beyonce already has Blue, she can name the other two Yellow and Red, and she'll have all the primary colors.
All the primary colors. Good thinking, Brad.
All right.
I'm just here to help, you
618, let's do birthdays.
We got birthdays. Kat Von D is 35.
Ooh, tattoo chick.
The tattoo girl, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't know that one. I know. That's how silly of me to not know that.
She's from the show L.A. Inc., okay. So... she does have some notoriety, more than just having tattoos, even though that's what the show's about. James Vanderbeek is 40. They call him The Beak.
The Beak.
He's 40. He was
Who is he?
Dawson's Creek, of
course. Oh, yes.
You remember James Vanderbeek?
I did not recognize the name.
He's Mox from Varsity Blues.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't want your life.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. Come on. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 41.
I do know him.
Yeah. He's married to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
And both of them kind of quit acting afterwards. Yeah. To raise a family.
They were in Scooby-Doo together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And
but everyone fell in love with him in Summer Catch.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
with Jessica Biel.
Yeah, now that you say that, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Cameron Manheim is 56 from Person of Interest, and she was on The Practice and Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Aidan Quinn is 58.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's done a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Gary Newman, 59. He was best known for the 80s hit Cars.
Oh, really?
In cars.
Yeah.
Little Miss Peggy March is 69. She had a massive number one hit, I Will Follow Him.
Yeah, I guess.
If you remember that one.
Yeah,
Carol Bayer Sager is 70. She's the songwriter who wrote That's What Friends Are For with Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, she's written a lot of songs, really.
Oh, yeah. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
Yeah.
He's 72. I miss the Monkees.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I got to go back and watch some old Monkees episodes.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
And Susan Clark is 77.
Right.
She was Emmanuel Lewis's mom from Webster.
Oh, sure. All right. There you go. It's 620.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The mainstream media, they're working so hard to convince us that the latest liberal protests at these congressional town hall meetings are grassroots. They're organic efforts. Well, sadly, they're far from it. Now, the Daily Caller reports that, quote, leaked audio from an anti-Trump group's meeting. It reveals these activists plotting to best manufacture a hostile environment at a town hall with Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. Now, activists were instructed to dress like conservatives in order to blend in with the real constituents. They also strategized how best to dominate the question and answer section of the town hall and keep anyone sympathetic to Cassidy from ever asking a question. To top it all off, the same activist groups organizing these protests also recently teamed up with President Obama's group Organizing for Action. What a shock.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on all kinds of jobs around your property with a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor. The Kubota BX is gentle on turf, but has the power and versatility to handle a wide range of garden and yard chores. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
I'm Bruce Bale with Your Money Now. Shares of Michaels Companies rose more than 2% today. The arts and crafts supplies retailer reported an increase in profit in its latest quarter as it expanded its footprint. The company did give a tempered 2017 outlook, forecasting earnings in line with expectations, but revenue growth that fell short of estimates. The broader market lost ground today with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 29 points at 20,924. The NASDAQ Composite fell 15 points and the S&P 500 lost 6. EchoStar's Hughes Network Systems has unveiled a new satellite internet service projected to double the company's residential broadband subscribers and substantially boost business users within a few years. The service focuses on overall connection speeds that are faster than those offered by other satellite networks and will target suburban areas across the country. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day.
That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Well, I know I've done a lot of stupid criminal stories over the past few days, so now I think it's time for an uplifting one to help get you through your hump day. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. A 20-year-old named Jamasio Kimball was on his way to propose to his girlfriend Kayla last Wednesday near Madisonville, Tennessee. They were celebrating their one-year anniversary together, but while he was on his way to get flowers, he got into a serious car crash. The roads were wet, he lost control, went over an embankment, nailed a utility pole, and flipped his car. He was going to college on a baseball scholarship, so he was worried he wouldn't be able to play anymore. But luckily, he's okay. He was pretty banged up and sore, but didn't break anything, and Kayla rode with him in the ambulance to the hospital. But check this out. After his doctors patched him up, he made them wheel him out into the waiting room, and he proposed to her anyway. The video's pretty great. A bunch of friends and family were there, and he could barely stand up, so they had to help him get down on one knee. Apparently, he was sore from the crash and pretty wobbly from the pain meds. You can check out the video on YouTube. Just search for hospital proposal. He says he told Kayla in the ambulance that he was planning to propose, so she knew it was coming, but she definitely didn't think he'd do it that night. He told the local news that he realized how lucky he was to be alive, and he just couldn't wait anymore. They're getting married sometime next spring. Now, if that's not an uplifting story, I don't know what is. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
There you go, 626. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's have a look at the weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Rain's out of the forecast. I think a few days ago they said there might be a chance of it today. That's not going to happen. Winds will be out of the southeast this afternoon, northeast this morning, but southeast this afternoon, about 75 for a high temperature today. Warm up to 78 on Thursday and Friday. The chance of rain does come back on Friday, starts at about 30%, and then as we work through the day, gets up to maybe up to 60%. 50-50 chance of showers on Saturday. Sunshine back on Sunday with 66 for our high temperature. So right now, winds out of the east at 7. We've got overcast skies. It's 59.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
When you clean your house, you're probably most concerned with germs in the bathroom, but that's not the room you should be most concerned about. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
In order not to get sick, you have to control the spread of germs. And step one is to know where the germs are.
The germiest area in terms of fecal bacteria is your kitchen and not your bathroom. Your cutting board in your kitchen has 200 times more fecal bacteria than your toilet seat in the average home.
Environmental microbiologist Dr. Charles Gerba is a professor at the University of Arizona.
That's because you're bringing in raw food products, which fecal bacteria occur. You usually destroy them when you cook the food, but they're getting on your cutting board, they grow in your sponges, dishcloth, and your sink. And most people do a pretty good job in the bathroom of cleaning the bathroom.
Frequent disinfectants of sponges, dishcloths, and cutting boards is the best way to stop the spread of these germs. And Dr. Gerba says if you use a disinfectant spray, there's a good chance you're not doing it correctly.
A lot of people just tend to spray and wipe it up right away before it has a chance to kill any germs. The proper way is to spray it and then let it sit for 10 minutes. If you read the label, that's what most of them say.
Which is why disinfectant wipes are more effective.
People just let it dry on the surface. And in our studies in homes, we found them to be much more effective than sprays of the same type of disinfectant.
Most people get sick when they get germs on their hand and then touch their hand to their face.
And most people bring their fingers to their face more than they realize. In adults, it's about 16 times an hour. In small children under 2, it's 80 times an hour.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Public feedback is credited with changing long-range highway plans in and around the Twin Cities. The BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization unveiled a revised concept map showing more than $2 billion of projects through the year 2050. The new map, which you can see online at WTAW.com, does not include projects to handle increased traffic in the Northgate District.
College Station is the fourth largest downtown during the workday, and if you compare our roadway network to what exists in San Antonio and Austin, we're way behind the curve.
MPO Executive Director Dan Rudge thanked those who provided 1,300 comments during a series of 9 public meetings since last October.
When we were out at the public meetings, if they said they didn't like something, we said, okay, what would you propose in exchange? And a lot of them thought about it for a while and then came to another public meeting and said, okay, we thought about what you asked, and since we don't like what you're proposing here, this is what we would propose in its place.
Comments about the revised map are being taken through a week from Friday. Major changes include dropping the idea of extending FM 2818 through Emerald Forest. Instead, the route is along Rock Prairie and Bird Pond Road, and Arrington Road would become a 3-lane instead of a 4-lane road. A City of College Station project taking 4 years instead of 2 to complete and cost going from $4 to nearly $5 million was discussed at the City Council's last meeting. Councilman James Benham took city staff to task before being part of a unanimous vote to spend an additional $300,000 to outside consultants replacing computer software.
My challenge in pegging the blame on this on staffing conditions at the time is that those were known. You knew what staff you had available. You knew what financial resources you had available.
City Manager Kelly Templin, who was not there when the original decision was made, says this project should have never started.
The staff and council at the time knew that we weren't going to add positions while we laid off 59 people, particularly in parks. And as a result of stagnant wages for years, as a result of the recession, we lost a number of people. We had great difficulty in IT hiring in particular. And as a result of the hours of this project, we lost critical members of the staff that actually took lower paying jobs at the university, the foundation, and other places.
The City of College Station's new software for payroll is projected to be finished in July and for utility billing this November. Changes have been made to when you can speak at Bryan City Council meetings.
Last month, the decision was made to separate public comments from the agenda business of the council's evening meeting. Your opportunities now sit at 5:30 or after the council finishes its executive session business behind closed doors. Public comments are followed by agenda business at 6. At the last council meeting, public speakers had mixed reaction. One was going to be inconvenienced by starting 30 minutes sooner.
But I'm still going to be here. I knew you silenced 1 week, but I didn't know you always silenced it. But I do know, because of your citizens and being on television, that I've gotten calls from people across the country, including some of your relatives.
Another was opposed to capping the total time for public comment at 25 minutes.
The fishbowl of the workshops and private meetings, some things may begin to sound like a really good idea. But it might be good to hear if more than approximately 8 citizens think it's a really bad idea.
One supporter thought public comments were no longer being televised.
I was just here to thank the council for taking the Hear Citizens off of the TV, because I wouldn't be here if I was on TV, because it's very intimidating. And then the other thing was to thank you guys for changing the time to where it's before the meeting, so that the meeting will start at 6 and so that people at home can watch it on TV and know that it's going to start at 6 instead of waiting till later.
The speaker was partially correct. Public comments are no longer being televised live. Within a week of the meeting, a recording of the video is posted to the City of Bryan website. It could be edited, according to the city, to remove obscenities, any display of information that the city considers confidential by law, or the display of what the city considers inappropriate materials. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan policeman will not face criminal charges in the shooting of a local man last month, nor will the man who was shot after police responded to a disturbance call. Bryan Police has scheduled a news conference for this afternoon following the decision by a Brazos County grand jury, which was announced by District Attorney Jarvis Parsons. The DA said, according to video from a body camera, Officer Stephen Laughlin fired multiple shots at Calvin Baker after Baker pulled a black object from his back pocket and attempted to point it at the officer. Baker has been released from the hospital after he was wounded, and Officer Laughlin has returned to full duty. Online at WTAW.com is Parsons' news release, which details the events that took place the night of February 12th. And a district judge has put a hold on a Texas Department of Agriculture rule change that would allow the use of a poison to help curtail the state's estimated 2.5 million feral hogs. The Austin American-Statesman reports a restraining order was sought by a company that processes meat from wild hogs. Lawyers for Wild Boar LLC argue that the poison would impose a burden on ranchers trying to graze animals in nearby pastures and will cause economic damage to the hunting and meat processing industries in the state. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 59 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 6:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check and weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds will give way to partial clearing today. It'll become partly sunny around the area. Temperatures will be comfortable later this afternoon, reaching 70 degrees. Clouds are going to creep back into the area overnight. Lows will be anywhere from 55 to 60. Clouds for tomorrow. A few showers may pop up during the day as warmer weather starts to move in, 75. Clouds tomorrow night, milder, 60 to 65. And it'll be cloudy on Friday with a chance of showers, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the Aggie baseball team's win over UT Rio Grande Valley yesterday. Meanwhile, the Aggie softball team gets set to face Sam Houston tonight. We'll take a look forward at that. And in the NBA, 30,000 points for Dirk Nowitzki in his career, and he's just the sixth player in the NBA to reach it. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, yeah, who'd the baseball team beat?
The baseball team beat UT Rio Grande Valley.
Oh, of course. The old Pan Am.
The old Pan Am.
You know, we've won about 85% of the games against them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be better if we win games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You okay? Know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just saying. Well, and I hope they do. So we'll see, okay? In the meantime,
Trump tweets.
The leader of the free world have anything for us this morning?
Oh, of course he does. Yeah. You know it. We'll start with yesterday,
sure.
Though. He
uh-huh.
did tweet, "Don't let the fake news tell you that there is a big infighting in the Trump administration. We are getting along great and getting major things done."
Yeah.
Fake news. Fake news.
And then today, speaking of International Women's Day, yeah. He says, "I have tremendous respect for women and the many roles they serve that are vital to the fabric of our society and our economy."
So there you go. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know, he continues with, "On International Women's Day, join me in honoring the critical role of women here in America and around the world." And then finally, 30 minutes ago, he tweeted and said, "LinkedIn workforce report, January and February were the strongest consecutive months for hiring since August and September 2015.
Oh, hey.
So just putting that out there.
Okay. I don't know if y'all saw that the Trump women got in trouble over the weekend.
Did they? Uh-oh.
Yes, they did. Well, they were all going down to Florida, and they get off the plane, and the ladies put their young kiddos in the limousine, the armored limousine, and they did not put them in child seats.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Yikes.
There.
Yeah.
Would you like to be the police,
you know,
officer to pull them over?
Right.
Go, you know, again, and they probably clear the streets, so it's not like there's going to be an accident. But once again, irresponsible motherhood.
Yep. Parenting 101.
That's right. Should have done that. All right. So it's Chit Chat Wednesday, so we will be talking with Congressman Flores a little bit later on this morning, because we got our... I guess our first and early look at the new Obama replacement thing.
Or should we call it Obama Lite or Obama 2.0 or Obamacare?
Trump Care?
Right.
Not sure. Anyway,
all sorts of fun names.
Yeah. Prez said this.
"I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties. I think really that we're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular."
And yet the most conservative portions of the Republican Party, the Freedom Caucus, doesn't like it because it doesn't go far enough. Okay. And, you know, right there at the front of the Freedom Caucus, there's Louis Gohmert, whoop, fighting Texas
whoop.
Aggie. I mean, look, Louis, you got to come around, because if you don't, the Republicans mess this up, you're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you will never get another chance. AARP promising to battle the GOP's Affordable Care Act replacement proposal. In a statement, their executive VP said, "Although no one believes the current health care system is perfect, this harmful legislation would make health care less secure and less affordable." Okay. And again, it may not lower the premiums. It's a matter of what are you thinking this will be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to change some things that would seem to make common sense. But at the same time, they keep stuff that people need, like pre-existing conditions are covered.
Mm-hmm.
People under 26 are still under their parents. Those are things that a lot of people are worried about. And I applaud the Republicans for getting this thing out here finally, because they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's not necessarily true that they have the the solution.
Right. And it's going to be a work in progress for a while. But yeah. I think at least getting something out there for people to start complaining about is better right. than people complaining about nothing and complaining about it just not being out there yet.
And nothing's going to be no one's going to have a eureka moment and just go, oh, this is how we make it all work.
Right. Yeah. This is perfect. Yeah, it's never going to be there.
Kind of I was saying yesterday when Obama put Obamacare into place, part of the plan was that there is no repealing this without repercussions. Mm-hmm. There is no quote-unquote fixing this problem without making other people mad and taking away health care from them and making yourself look bad. That's part of the plan for them.
Every way that he could, Paul Ryan tried to explain this as a two-step process. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to roll this into the budget so that it could be under sequester, as we've talked about before, where you'll just need a simple majority to get this done. And interestingly enough, Mitch McConnell said yesterday afternoon they want to do it in the Senate in tandem. So they do want to move as quickly as possible so that both bills are moving simultaneously and it's done rather than having the House pass it and then the Senate have to deal
gotcha.
With it. So mm-hmm. they're doing everything they can within the political process to move it along faster. Now, they've got to get that done because right behind it is tax cuts. That's something that again, Trump had promised people that we would get, and we haven't even had really much chat about that. The president did mention that yesterday.
It's going to be a big tax cut. The biggest since Reagan, maybe bigger than Reagan. So I look forward, I really look forward to working on that, but we can't really get to that. Unfortunately, because of the way your system works, we can't get to that until we...
your system.
I know, exactly. Look.
Because of the way your system works, we can't get to that.
I thought he was an American, too.
Yeah, right? I thought you were our president, sir.
The way your system works. Instead, if it were my company, I'd just say, do it.
Exactly.
We do it. So, mm-hmm. All right, so we'll see how that works. Okay, the wiretap thing. Adam Schiff, he is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, means he's the minority party. That's the Democrats, obviously. Signaled yesterday he intends to use the panel's first open hearing in its investigation into the Russian election interference to probe President Trump's charge that former President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower. And yesterday during the news briefing, that seemed to be all the media wanted to talk about. Never mind that the Republicans had actually rolled something out to move on changing Obamacare. They instead just wanted to talk about wiretapping, mm-hmm. which, you know, all right, they can do that. Well, 13 hours of testimony that finished up early this morning at the Senate State Affairs Committee on the bathroom bill, and it passed out of committee 7-1, which means it goes to the full Texas Senate to look at that. And I didn't watch any of it, but again, 13 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and most people who testified were against the bill itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we probably knew that was going to happen, that there were going to be the people who were the naysayers who would be talking about that. Anyhow, we'll talk to Senator Schwertner probably Friday morning. We'll have that simply because there's a lot of other stuff that is going on. So we appreciate that he's going to make time for us. We'll talk to John Rainey later on this morning. And also we'll talk to Andrew Nelson. So, again, your typical Chit Chat Wednesday. There it goes, 6:47.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 11th, learn all about spring lawn care. We'll discuss fertilization, pest control, and many other aspects of lawn care. Early spring can be tough on lawns, and we'll teach you about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Great landscape color doesn't just happen accidentally. It comes with a thorough knowledge of the tools that you'll be using, the flowers, the foliage, and the hardscaping elements. And it requires careful planning.
As our son's driver ed teacher once told his car full of teenagers, you gotta see the big picture. As we head into another growing season, the chance for you to help your landscape shine is here upon you. Let's work step by step to help you develop a plan for the color beds in your plantings. I'll be back with details right after this message. There's a lot of talk these days about Made in America. Well, let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for more than 85 years. It's Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. They're made right here by people who care about quality, both in materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the USA, and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's certain to be a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products and you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary hard-working folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. Visit MuellerInc.com or go to one of the 33 locations. That's MuellerInc.com. Mueller, made in America, made to last. What are your favorite colors? There's little point in adding red to your garden if your favorite color is blue. Be sure your colors are harmonious with the non-living things that surround them, like walls and walks and patios. Then go with the shades that most cheer and inspire you. This is your landscape. Just like the insides of our houses, our landscapes are made up of rooms. At a minimum, you can compare the front yard to your living room, your backyard to the den, and the work or storage area to your garage. If your lot is large enough to allow it, you'll be able to create additional rooms via creative use of fences, berms, retaining walls, and hedges. The point of all that is that each of these rooms can have its own seasonal color scheme. What you use in your front yard absolutely does not have to mesh with what you plant in the back, that is, unless they're concurrently visible from any one place. Keep breaking it down into manageable modules. You'll want to change out your color plantings in any given spot at least 2 or 3 times per season, one for the cool months of November through mid-April, the other for the warm weather from April through October. So that all adds up to the opportunity to try a lot of fun plants, since you'll have 2 color schemes per room and 2 or 3 rooms or more in your landscape. Once you've determined the colors that you want to use, make a list of the very best plants to provide them. Remember that flowering trees and shrubs typically bloom 1 or 2 times per year and that they flower for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. Fall color lasts about that long as well, a couple of weeks at the most. The point being, those are rather fleeting sources of landscaping color. Sure, you need to consider and include them, but you probably don't want to base your entire garden design on them alone. Perennials are somewhat in that same boat. Almost all perennial species bloom at the same time this year that they flowered last year, and that bloom time for all but a handful will last 2 or 3 weeks. You have to know when each type of perennial will bloom so you can plan the landscape accordingly. Annual flowers, annual foliage color provide the biggest show for the bucks, so that's what you need to do, and you don't need big beds. Small beds, carefully positioned, can do a great job for you. I'm Neil Sperry, working with your nurseryman in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. The number 12 Aggie baseball team used a 9-run sixth inning to put the UT Rio Grande Valley Vaqueros away in a 16-7 triumph yesterday on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
You know, we're not going to apologize for any ugly wins, and, you know, it would have been real easy for us to let that one get away, and we didn't do that. And, you know, thought the turning point of the game was in the bottom of the fifth. Austin Holman gets hit by a pitch, first base, you know, hustles on a pass ball all the way to third. I felt like that gave us some life and energy. We ended up taking the lead there and running away from them in the sixth inning. I mean, we had 12 unbelievable at-bats in a row, and I think we scored 7 of those 9 runs with 2 outs. I mean, I couldn't say enough about the offense there. And we got Tristan Bayless in the game. I thought he was really sharp and kind of settled things down for us the last 3 innings.
Logan Foster went 2 for 3 with 1 double, 1 triple, 3 runs, and 2 RBI. The Aggies and Vaqueros return to action today with a first pitch slated for 3 p.m., and you can hear the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 5 A&M softball team hits the road for a midweek matchup against Sam Houston State today at the Bearcat Softball Complex. The 19-1 Aggies are coming off a 4-0 weekend at the Texas A&M Invite, defeating UTSA and Georgetown twice. First pitch tonight is slated for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch that one on Willie 1550. The softball team has also added a game to their schedule, hosting Prairie View A&M on Wednesday, March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Aggie Softball Complex. The two teams were set to square off on March 4th at the Texas A&M Invite, but the game was called off due to inclement weather. In A&M men's basketball, freshman standout Robert Williams was named SEC Defensive Player of the Year yesterday as the league's coaches announced their annual awards. Williams also garnered second-team All-SEC accolades, an honor which he shared with teammate Tyler Davis. Additionally, Williams earned a spot on the SEC All-Freshman and All-Defensive teams. Tyler Davis, of course, was also honored yesterday as the U.S. Basketball Writers Association released its 2016-17 men's All-District teams based on voting from its national membership of 900+. Davis garnered a spot on the All-District 7 team along District 7 Player and of the Year Jonathan Motley of Baylor and District 7 Coach of the Year Tim Jankovic from SMU. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on his players' awards.
Very proud of him. I thought Admon Gilder, without him, they would have never got the ball. You know, I thought Admon did a lot of special things. You know, there's only so many spots, but both of those guys had really good years, and it's a credit to our team and the guys who got them the ball and their play.
Well, needless to say, he's proud of the awards as well. The Aggs begin their run at the 2017 SEC Tournament in Nashville on Thursday when they face Vanderbilt at 6 p.m. inside Bridgestone Arena. Pregame for that one will be at 5:30, and you can catch the action right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M football, junior wide receiver Christian Kirk doesn't know who will be throwing passes to him or who will be lining up beside him when the 2017 season begins, but he likes the possibilities. Here's Kirk on which right wide receiver so far remind him of himself.
I would say all of them. I mean, they're all in the same position as I was. There's plenty of positions that are open right now and plenty of opportunities for those guys to play. It's just a matter of how hard they're able to work and, you know, how bad they want to go out there and play.
Kirk, who is teaching the young wide receivers, is also helping decide who will be A&M's third starting quarterback in 3 years. In Major League Baseball, Texas Rangers right-hander Yu Darvish says he's no longer having strange feelings in his elbow when he starts throwing again in a new inning or game. Darvish returned to the Rangers rotation late last May after missing all of 2015 season following Tommy John surgery during spring training 2 years ago. And in the NBA...
Down low against Larry Nance.
If you could hear that, Dirk Nowitzki scored the 20 points he needed for 30,000 in his career in barely more than a quarter, and the Dallas Mavericks celebrated with their second straight easy home win over the Los Angeles Lakers, a 122-111 victory last night. The 7-foot German became the sixth player in the NBA and the first international one to reach the milestone. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One, and I am standing on lots of hardwood floors back here. You've got some new lines in that we haven't seen before.
An unlimited number of colors and shades, some mixes of brown and gray that are kind of modern yet classic, traditional looks. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet presents the Fashion Event of 2017, Thursday, March 30th through April 1st at the Downtown Bryan Ice House. Come see the latest in fashion from top designers across the nation, supported by Brazos Valley's local boutiques. Last year's event was sold out, so don't wait. Get your tickets to the Fashion Event now. Tickets available for all three nights. Go to thefashioneventbcs.com or stop by any participating boutique. Proceeds benefit the Mercy Project. The Fashion Event, the most stylish event of the year. March 30th through April 1st, presented by Caldwell Country Chevrolet.
All right, about a minute, Chell. Here's your fact for the day. 14% of U.S. American men who are at least 7 feet tall play in the NBA. 14% of all the guys who are over 7 feet tall working in the NBA.
Maybe the other ones play volleyball.
It could be, or they could be painters.
That too.
Yeah, not sure. All right, let's do some weather, okay? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 75 for a high temperature today. Winds are out of the northeast right now, but they're going to switch around to the southeast this afternoon. Tonight about 62, then near 80 on Thursday and Friday. It's 59 now as we approach 7 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.